Genesis, chapter 7. And Yahweh said to Noah, Come you and all your house into the ark, for you I have seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast you will take to you seven and seven, the male and his female, and of the beasts that are not clean too, the male and his female. Of the birds also of the heavens, seven and seven, male and female, to keep seed alive on the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I have made I will destroy from off the face of the ground. And Noah did according to all that Yahweh commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood was on the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark, because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of birds, and of everything that creeps on the ground. There went in two and two to Noah into the ark, male and female, as God commanded Noah. And it came to pass after the 7 days, that the waters of the flood were on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, on the 17th day of the month, on the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the very same day entered Noah, and Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them, into the ark. They, and every beast after its kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, and every bird after its kind, every bird of every sort. And they went into Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh in which is the breath of life. And those that went in male and female of all flesh, as God commanded him, and Yahweh shut him in. And the flood was 40 days on the earth, and the waters increased, and bore up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed, and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark went on the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly on the earth, and all the high mountains that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved on the earth, both birds, and cattle, and beasts, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and all of man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life, of all that was on the dry land, died. And every living thing was destroyed that was on the face of the ground, from man to cattle, to creeping things, and to birds of the heavens, and they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only was left, and those that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed on the earth 150 days.